Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we've got our good friend Jonathan Zuck back on the show. Jonathan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. He's one of the leaders, ladies and gentlemen, in the area of public policy with regard to technology, especially online technology as well, and including that as well. He's the president of the Association for Competitive Technology, and he's our good friend, Jonathan. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Jonathan, a few decades ago, somebody created something, and you probably know the names, but I don't, called what we now know as the World Wide Web, WWW, some also known sometimes as the Wild Wild Web. Because of the way it was created, the way it was built out and made available to the rest of us, it basically became a free and open conduit across which lots of different things were innovated and created, and a lot of people were connected. But as often happens, capitalism and democracy, or maybe I should say capitalism and the governments, have gotten involved, and there's some people out there who want to do a couple of different, to restrict the Wild Wild Web, the World Wide Web, and all the other components of it, the internet, email, etc., mobile. They want to restrict that through various either regulations or other restrictions. And there's a big debate about that going on right now, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is in a lot of different areas, whether it has to do with taxation of goods on the internet or privacy regulation on the internet or internet security or child online safety or freedom of speech,
mm-hmm.
or access restrictions. It's certainly become front and center of a lot of political debate.
Well, the big debate, I mean, all those things you just talked about, those are separate issues. We've talked about the internet sales tax issue with your associate, your fellow over there at in your organization. Steve Del Bianco was on here a few weeks ago talking about that, and the freedom of speech. That's the whole issue. But today I want you to help us focus on something that we've been talking about for a long time, and it's still being debated. And that's this idea of it's couched in the term net neutrality. And I've been trying to, I've had you on the show, others on the show talking about net neutrality over the years. This, I don't know if it's an unfortunate term, if it's a diversionary term or what, but this whole idea of net neutrality is very complicated, but it's one that I think small business owners need to know about because they're going to have to weigh in on this debate, aren't they?
Yeah, in the end, people are going to have to speak up for sure, and it is a little bit of a complicated debate because, you know, the term has remained the same, but a lot about the debate has changed underneath,
right.
and that's part of what adds to the confusion because, you know, who wouldn't want the network to be neutral?
Right. But the term doesn't necessarily mean the people who are net neutrality advocates are not necessarily always interested in having a neutral net.
Well, exactly right. I mean, in the end, it almost always comes down to whose business interests are being pursued, right? It's not...
Right.
There's no pure public interest debate that's really taking place. But, a number of years ago when the issue first surfaced, it was really about companies being concerned that internet service providers, whether it's the phone companies or the cable companies, et cetera, would block their service or degrade their service compared to a service that they owned, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a concern that if the cable company provides television content in addition to the internet, that they may slow down the TV over IP services that might be trying to make themselves popular.
If I created my own business, if I created my own business to compete with them, and I wanted to connect to the internet through them, they might degrade my service.
That's right, because it would compete with another part of their business.
Right.
I mean, and that was the concern at the time.
Is that still a concern?
Well, I mean, a lot of people still paint it as a concern, but I don't really think it is. I think the political environment, at the very least, is such that it'll be difficult for anybody to engage in business practices of that type.
Right.
Because it hasn't really happened.
Hold on to that thought, Jonathan. We're going to come back, folks, and sort this out again, because this is an issue that's coming up again more and more, and especially under this administration. 20 till the hour. We'll be right back with Jonathan Zuck. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.